and me had a nice quiet Christmas, just the two of us. As a cashier down to the A&P, I'm on the front line, so no socializing with loved ones inside for me. Yes, it was kind of lonesome, but we zoomed with my sister Irene and her family and my dad down to Mahoosick Green. That helped. We took a long walk with Scamp on the 24th. I cooked us a nice roast pork dinner with homemade applesauce, twice baked potatoes with sour cream and bacon, a green bean bake, and a pineapple upside down cake for dessert. Yum! It poured on Christmas Day, just like on Thanksgiving. So 2020, right? But hey, it was a triple pork day, with pork pie for breakfast and leftovers for supper, roast pork and bacon. Don't get much better than that. I texted friends and let them know I was thinking about them. I read a Regency romance. Don't judge. It takes your mind off things and it's comfortably predictable. That's what I'm craving about now. And we spread the gift given throughout the day. We just give each other little things. To be honest, Charlie doesn't always know what he gave me. They just magically appear under the tree. I act surprised when I unwrap them, even though I bought them. Now, I know Charlie pretty well, and he loved all the things I got him. New snowmobile gloves, a Hickory Farm gift box, a Roto-Rooter type thing for getting rid of nose hair, a subscription to Field and Stream. One gift, however, was an epic fail. In my defense, it was an impulse buy, but apparently not a good one. I'll let Charlie tell you about it. Pom-pom hat. Ida found it at the fair, this hat, she thought, that I would wear, with big bright colors, each a stripe. They were not my biggest gripe. What really makes this hat a flop? Pom-pom, sitting right on top. Now, I'm a man of many hats, but I will not be seen in that. I've worn odd ones, I'll grant you that. Santa's hat when I play Santa. Fireman's hat to volunteer. I don't care how I appear. I'll give most any hat a try, but I'm no pom-pom kind of guy. My wool one's good for blowing snow and ball caps when I'm on the go. Got one for when the Sox are playing. I like the logo I'm displaying. Orange hat, it shows up good when I'm out hunting in the wood, but you will never catch me dead with some pom-pom on my head. You know that bunny slope in town? I think they've got a lost and found. That is where this hat will go. Some young skier I just know will put it on and look, I hope, like he's not some kind of dope. She was nice to give me that, but I won't wear no pom-pom hat. Good to know that even after 40-plus years of marriage, I can still learn something new about my husband. That's it for now. Catch you in 2021.